Maricopa County elections officials reviewed the accuracy of their vote count immediately after the November 3rd election. They double-checked a sample of ballots as part of a lawsuit brought by Arizona Republicans, and they conducted two audits of their election system in February. Everything checked out. Now it appears there's going to be yet another check in the election process in Maricopa County, this time by Senate Republicans. Our own Ben Giles is here to explain how we got here and what happens next, as if he knows that. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Steve.
So, Ben, Republican senators have been angling for this audit for months. They first issued these subpoenas demanding access to voting materials in December. Maricopa County attorneys argued in court the subpoenas were invalid. They shouldn't have to comply. And yet, after all this, last week a judge affirmed the Senate's right to get those materials. Why did he side with the senators?
Well, it's important to note that the judge tried to create this very narrow ruling. He made it clear he was not weighing in on the merits or the wisdom of issuing the subpoenas. It was a good idea for Senate Republicans to pursue this, but whether the Senate has the authority to issue the subpoenas at all. And the judge said they clearly do. And he hinged that on the reason why, whether the subpoenas were valid or not, for a legit legislative purpose, that is. And the senators, the Republican senators, have stated it's for the purpose of possibly improving the election process through state law.
Okay, so that seems to be the part of the ruling Democrats are most disappointed in.
Yeah, the reason for the subpoenas to Democrats is crucial. Republicans cited changing laws in court, but Democrats have accused Republicans of actually pushing these subpoenas and pushing another audit as a way of perpetuating lies and falsehoods about the election being stolen or fraudulent. The Maricopa County attorneys actually raised similar arguments in court. They cited some public comments from, example, Senate President Karen Fan. But the judge avoided that argument and what he described as the politics of the situation and really simply ruled on the legislature's powers over the county, I guess, in this sense.
So, Ben, the ruling was issued Friday morning, and there was a lot of speculation. What are the supervisors going to say now? Hours later, we learned the county's going to comply. So what did supervisors have to say after the loss in court?
That depends entirely on which supervisor you ask. There are four Republicans on the board, and everyone on the board, in fact, has said in some way, if a court ordered us to hand over records, and that includes the ballots, the 2.1 ballots cast in the general election, the board has said we'll comply. So the Republicans on the board are staying true to their word in that sense. They got a court order that says the subpoenas are justified, so they're going to hand over the materials. Only Democratic Supervisor Steve Gallardo expressed a desire to appeal the ruling. He and other Democrats have warned this will set a bad precedent. Essentially, they're arguing that Republican lawmakers can now use or abuse their subpoena power to stoke doubts about future elections.
Ben, let's clarify something about the ballots, which is really at the core of the case. County officials have been reluctant to hand them over. They've argued a state law required them to keep the ballots sealed. That seems pretty important. What do the judge have to say about that apparent conflict?
Right. There is a law the supervisor cited that says the ballots need to be kept under lock and key, basically, after the election. But the judge wrote that that law about preserving the ballots doesn't preclude or exempt them from oversight or from the Senate subpoenas. And for those who are worried about voter privacy, confidentiality was a big deal in this case. He noted that the senators, they have to follow the same laws, too, that the county officials do, the election officials do, to make sure the ballots remain confidential throughout the scope of their audit.
Speaking of audits, as we mentioned, these audits have been completed. Do we know what this next audit's going to be look like and how it might be different from the audits the county just wrapped up?
That could depend entirely on who's doing the auditing. We reported a month or so ago that there was paperwork sent by Senate attorneys to the county that indicated senators were working with a Trump-allied firm that supported claims the election was stolen from former President Donald Trump. Senate President Karen Fan has denied that this firm was hired and since said she doesn't plan on hiring such a controversial firm.
Well, so if not the Trump firm, who could be next?
That we still don't know. And it's worth noting the county's audit was done by two firms, and they are the only two firms in the country who are certified by the federal government as voting systems testing labs. And Democrats warn that, you know, if not these two, then who? And whoever might be selected, they warn, could find these run-of-the-mill mistakes. You know, no election is perfect, they say. They could find run-of-the-mill mistakes that don't actually affect the outcome of the election, and they'll blow it out of proportion, again, to perpetuate the lie, so to speak.
Yeah, we want to stress again, no court, no audit, no review of the election in Maricopa County of any kind has turned up anything that would suggest the election was stolen or fraudulent. But as this story develops, Ben Giles, enjoy the soap opera, my friend. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve.